Let's join Diana O'Carroll now for this week's Question of the Week.
This week we've been enjoying some typical British autumn weather. Rain.
Hello, this is Julia. I'm from Edinburgh and I was wondering, what's that distinctive smell after it rains?
So what gives rise to that damp, earthy smell when the ground around you is damp and earthy?
I'm Beryl Zaitlin. I'm adjunct professor at the University of Calgary. Well, I looked it up and the actual answer is we really don't know. Because odor is something that has to be a volatile chemical of some sort. It's a compound that goes to your nose and the receptors in your nose absorb that chemical. So it has to be some sort of chemical that's in the air. In the 1960s, two researchers, Baer and Thomas in Australia, extracted some oil from clay, and they thought that oil had a biological origin, and they thought it smelled like the smell of rain. And then that was all the research that was done on it for 10 years. And then in the 1970s, Nancy Gerber, who was one of the very prominent researchers in taste and odor, isolated three chemicals from actinomycetes.
Actinomycetes are bacteria that live in soil and break down plant material like leaves and twigs, making compost.
And one of those chemicals was 2-isopropyl-3-methoxypyrazine, which is what she thought Baer and Thomas had originally isolated. And it was a chemical that smelled like rain. And she published that she thought this might be the chemical that made the smell of rain, and she thought it might have been the chemical that Baer and Thomas had isolated. And that was it. Nobody's done anything since, as far as I can tell. It might be that the smell of rain comes from actinomycetes, and it might not, and at the moment, nobody really knows, as far as I can tell.
So it could be that these bacteria are producing the smell, but the odour jury is still out on this one. We had some suggestions on the forum, including Tay, who said it could be plants emitting lots of gases when they get wet and their pores open. And our Forumer of the Week award goes to Variola, who identified the smell as geosmin, an organic compound which bacteria, the actinomycetes, produce when they die, usually after the soil has been disturbed or it's rained following a dry period. And geosmin is one of the other chemicals that Nancy Gerber, whom our expert answerer mentioned, isolated when tracking down the earthy smell. But from the essence of soil bacteria to the essence of olives, with a question from David Carmer.
Hi. For quite a few years now, we've been using olive oil-based butter in our household because we've heard of claims that since olive oil is healthy, then its butter and margarine-based counterparts are healthy as well. Does the claim still hold true that olive oil-based butter and margarine are healthier than their dairy or coconut counterparts? Thanks.
Is olive oil really better for you? And why might that be? Answers on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum or email chris@thenakedscientists.com. Incidentally, there's still time to take part in our survey and win Amazon vouchers worth £10 or equivalent currency. We've got 10 of them to give away by the 10th of the 10th, 2010, and we'd like to know who is listening to us and what you think of our shows. You can find the survey at thenakedscientists.com/survey.
Diana O'Carroll with this week's Question of the Week. You can also catch up with previous episodes of Question of the Week on our website at nakedscientist.com/QOTW or look it up on iTunes. That's all we've got time for this week. Thank you very much for joining us on our question and answer extravaganza. In the hot seat next week is Ben Vowsler, who will be here to bring you an update on the goings-on at the British Science Association's Festival of Science, which is taking place this year at the University of Birmingham. So he'll come back with a roundup of the best of the fest. In the meantime, if you'd like to get in touch with us, then do send your questions, thoughts and feedback to me, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or join us on our website forum at nakedscientist.com/forum, where you can ask and answer science questions from people all over the world. Right now, I have to say a very big thank you to our wonderful production team. They are, in no particular order, Dave Ansell, Dominic Ford, Julia Graham, Smita Mundasad, Sarah Caster-Perry and Tom Simpkins, and of course, our very own Ben Vowsler. Have a very nice week and see you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.